This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Powerful countries band together to try to make big companies pay their taxes somewhere. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Group of 20 finance ministers from the world's largest economies are exploring a minimum corporate tax rate that would apply nearly planet-wide. Multinationals have been very good at minimizing their taxes with cross-border strategies. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
The G20 finance ministers say they hope to agree on a minimum rate by July. A global minimum tax rate would address the challenges that come with digitalization and companies operating across borders. Taxing rights could be more tied to where customers reside, despite where a company is physically. And it may mean the days of tax havens, think the Cayman Islands, for example, or countries like Ireland that use low tax rates to attract international investment, could be over. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has argued that a global minimum tax rate of 21% means the United States wouldn't suffer competitively if it raises the corporate tax, which President Biden has proposed. His $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan includes things like higher levies on companies' overseas earnings and a new minimum tax on profits companies report to investors. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
The Biden administration is rolling back Trump-era rules to make some low-income people work in order to qualify for Medicaid. The feds notified Michigan and some other states that their work requirement policies cannot be put into force. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
The Trump administration allowed states to require that some Medicaid recipients show they were working or looking for work in order to keep their benefits. About a dozen states got waivers to do that, says Joan Alker at Georgetown University, though in many, implementation was blocked by the courts.
Michigan had their policy in effect just for a few months. About 80,000 people potentially slated to lose their health insurance if the court hadn't stepped in.
The Biden administration says that imposing work requirements may put people's health coverage at risk during the pandemic. Robin Rudowitz at the Kaiser Family Foundation says the administration's argument more broadly is
that the work requirements don't promote the objectives of the Medicaid program, which is to provide coverage to low-income people.
So Rudowitz says the administration has revoked work requirement waivers in Michigan, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and Arkansas. More revocations may follow. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Checking markets, the Dow future is up 5 points. The S&P future is up 0.4%. NASDAQ future up about 1%. And the future price for the Russell 2000, with lots of smaller companies, is up 0.7%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Some great companies have been founded during times of extreme uncertainty. Hewlett-Packard, 1939, think of that. Intel, during the social upheaval of 1968. Which brings us to COVID-19, the worst downturn in the travel industry on record, and word of a new airline hitting the skies. Avelo Airlines will fly a small handful of 737-800s in the West. Let's talk to the boss, Andrew Levy, as founder, chairman, and CEO of Avelo. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, David.
Congratulations on the launch here, but really, given this cataclysm for the travel industry with pandemic, now's the time to start a new airline?
Well, we think this is the perfect time, actually, to start a new airline. You know, we're coming out of a very difficult time. We can very clearly see light at the end of the tunnel as people feel safer about getting out on airplanes and going out, traveling, reconnecting with people, and basically going back to something that, you know, is hopefully approaching what it used to be before the pandemic started.
Well, among the ways that you'll try to distinguish yourself must be, what, direct flights on routes where there's not a lot of other airlines doing that route?
That is what we intend to do, is to serve airport pairs that are currently unserved. Our first base of operations will be in Burbank, California, right in the middle of Los Angeles, second largest market in the United States. And it's a really small, nice, convenient airport instead of going through LAX, obviously a much larger airport. But that's a big part of what we're doing, is we're focusing on secondary airports.
Okay, yeah. And we're certainly in a pandemic still. I suppose you can find room at gates at some of these airports a little more easily. And what about getting planes?
Well, yes. I mean, we have benefited from the fact that a number of airlines have cut back their service. Planes are amply available. And so that is definitely an advantage for us. I should say that this is a low-fare airline. We're actually starting out with introductory fares of $19 one way, which that fare will be available for several weeks.
You did just say $19 fares, right?
19, David. 19. There are some other things that people can choose to pay for if they so value, like an advanced seat assignment, check bags, even carry-on bags will be an extra charge. But even those charges are significantly lower than what you would see elsewhere in the airline industry in the United States.
You're not going to charge to use the in-flight restroom or anything, though, right?
We are absolutely not going to charge to use the in-flight restroom.
just checking. It's been known to happen. But look, I mean, starting a new airline is always hard. Even if there's no pandemic, you need a decent amount of capital. I'm told margins are like almost like a supermarket, shall we say, narrow. I mean, what keeps you in this business, Mr. Levy?
There's been a lot of consolidation over the last 15 years. And now the four largest airlines in the United States control 80% of the seats. And of course, consolidation did what it was expected to do, which is take fares higher. We are out there to try to bring choice back to consumers and offer folks just another option.
Well, best of luck with this enterprise. Andrew Levy is founder, chairman, and CEO of a new airline, Avelo Airlines. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Another airline, also budget-oriented, has gotten approval to fly, Breeze, from the founder of JetBlue. Its routes aren't identified yet, although flight ops will be out of Salt Lake. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.